Okay. Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here in the 411 Motor Speedway pit area with Nick Hoffman. Nick, this year you're going in kind of a little different. You're going into a late model season knowing that you have a ride all throughout the year. So describe to me, what's the mindset like knowing that, you know, this is where you are now?
Yeah, it's just really nice. The biggest thing is being able to actually work on the stuff every day, you know, myself down in North Carolina. So every other late model opportunity I've had has been great. It's just always been a deal where I wasn't the one hands-on on the car, and this is what I've always wanted. So as far as that goes, it's been really nice. I don't have a very big shop for my elite chassis side, so all that's kind of separated from the late model, so it does kind of make it a pain in the ass going from one shop to the other, but as far as this goes, it's going really well. So now this is my main focus, and you know, my elite chassis deal is still going really strong. But just being able to race full time, and Ty has left it basically up to me. If I want to run 90 races this year, he doesn't care. So that's really nice to be able to create my own schedule.
How's the difference in working on a late model as opposed to a modified? Is there a huge difference, or is the basics the basics?
Yeah, it's a lot of it's the same, but the biggest thing is these things just take a lot more work. Just as far as general maintenance, there is more work to a late model, more stuff to keep track of. You know, your general stuff like laps on motors and stuff like that is about the same, but just there's a lot, I feel like more body work, there's just more fine tuning. Obviously the late model side changes really fast. You miss a couple weeks, you get behind on setup stuff and this and that. So just staying on top of everything and learning where we need to be better. And the biggest thing is just racing. We haven't done a whole lot of racing already. So a lot of rain outs and everything. So it's kind of nice to get a couple nights on our belt this week and then come into here in Talladega.
How difficult has that been? You got started off in Volusia and you raced several times down there, and then everything just stopped. I counted 7 consecutive rainouts with the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, it really sucks. And for me, we were going to have to travel pretty far to race, you know, anywhere really other than, you know, other outlaw races. So like for me, just kind of took it as like our off season. I got another car, I'm building another Longhorn car that we're putting together, and just kind of spend time to get our stuff right for these outlaw races coming up and this grueling schedule throughout the summer. You know, like the outlaw schedule really isn't bad this year, but you know, I'll run some Hell Tour races and Illinois Speed Week and stuff like that. So just being sure we're geared up for that type of stuff is our biggest focus. So I mean, it sucks for sure getting rained out that many times, but it was kind of nice to kind of relax and you know, get everything caught up.
And then last thing here, you've shown a lot of speed early in nights. You've been fast qualifier, you've won heat races and all that. Is the biggest challenge that you've faced so far learning how with a late model to carry that throughout the night?
That's actually like typically for me is like ass backwards. Like my modified stuff, I suck early in the night. I'm really good in feature time, so on the late model side, just learning what to adjust. And then like the other night at Eldora, started on the front row, we chose the wrong tires and I just dropped anchor. I was good for about 8 laps and just was too soft on tire, and about 10 laps in I felt like I was on ice skates, you know. So we screwed up there, and then just adjustments throughout the night, making sure that we got this thing tight enough or loose enough, whatever. Like Volusia one night I started I think third, and I got to the lead and led a couple laps, and it was just too tight. Once they slid me and I got, you know, back in dirty air, then I was just way too tight. So it just kind of depends from track to track, but you know, just building a notebook. I've never ran a Longhorn car until this year, so I'm pretty happy with how it's gone so far, and they've been great to work with, you know, setup wise and everything, keep me on track. So that's the biggest thing, is just trying to keep up with the adjustments throughout the night and see what we can do.
All right, we appreciate you. It's Nick Hoffman here in the 411 Motor Speedway pit area, ready for a big weekend with the World of Outlaws here at 411 and at Talladega.